Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Happy Thursday morning, everybody. We just had Ray of Sunshine, James Marilat, on.
Florida.
You're right. Fella.
He needs to. This vegan diet he's been on for the last couple years. Hey, D-Mac, let that be a warning.
Yeah, right?
You know, I know you're riding the high right now, but geez, after about 2 years.
Just Cheerios are soaked in urine.
Lack of a steak, man, catches up with you.
Milk is not vegan. Let me pour some urine on my Cheerios and eat it. Lord have mercy. I don't know who's pissing in your Cheerios, but
oh, that's where you were getting.
Please stop.
Okay,
me.
I got you.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Somebody pissed in your Cheerios.
Yeah, you tied it all together for me. Like
you always missed that.
I did miss that.
I'm surprised that you missed that.
No, it's a good thing.
It's kind of like you missed. What did I give you the other day? Oh, Snake Plissken's.
Yes,
you kind of missed that too, that I was trying to refer to the other guy from Oklahoma or whatever his name is. Rattler guy.
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, Cobra Rattler. Spencer Rattler. You said something about Rattler. You got to say it like Rattler.
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 Rattler. Ken and Aurora says, name a head coach, offensive coordinator that are worse/uninspiring than Fangio and the selfish old coot Pat Shurmur.
I'm not sure.
That's a great question, Mike. Who is less inspiring than that dynamic duo?
New England?
No. They're just cranky.
They're just cranky. Yeah. But they win.
Him and Josh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They win.
All right, let's see. Cincinnati? No. They're young.
They're young and dynamic. Zach Taylor.
Yeah, Zach Taylor.
He's got McVay magic dust.
How about Houston?
Oh.
David Culley?
And Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Nick Caserio.
Oh, no, he's
the
GM. Who's the offensive coordinator?
I don't know who the offensive coordinator
is. All right.
Wait a minute. The offensive coordinator is Lovie Smith.
Oh.
I like Lovie, though. Lovie.
Lovie?
No, he's the DC.
No, he's the DC.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
OC is... they don't have an OC. It's David Culley, head coach and OC.
Well, that's very uninspiring.
Oh, my gosh.
What about rock, scissors, paper guy?
I cannot wait to do a Philly game and just be, he walks into the room and I am just like a Western dude with my
rock,
scissors, paper.
We're going to have systems.
I'm going to ask him about his systems that are easy for us, but hard for them. Lord have mercy. That just feels like a train wreck right now.
We're going to have systems.
Good brain.
Well, November 14th, the Broncos host the Rock, Scissors, Paper crew.
Yes.
One of nine wins I have for the Broncos.
One of the nine.
I got nine and eight.
Simple wins.
Come on. You can't see nine wins here. When you start looking at.
I don't look at that. I refuse to play your reindeer games.
Why? Okay, if you go on the assumption that they'll probably...
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Let's say they win a game. They win a game they're not supposed to, and they lose a game they're not supposed to. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, come on, when you start talking Giants, Jags, Jets, Raiders...
We're going to have systems.
Washington, Philly...
All right.
Chargers.
Okay.
Detroit.
Yes.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If this team can't win nine games, even with Teddy Bridgewater and or Drew Locke, then yes, James Marilat needs to get his wish and Vic Fangio and the
All right, staff.
Would you say nine is the number that Fangio has to get to? With this schedule, which is ranked the fifth easiest schedule in the NFL, I know, right. Eye roll, but.
Yes. All right, so here's my eye roll. What was Dallas last year? They were awful, right?
Yes.
They're getting Dak Prescott
back. They are
back.
Getting Dak back.
They do have a decent roster. Washington.
So then Washington went to the playoffs without a quarterback.
Yeah, but come on. That was
not a playoff team.
Dude.
They won a horrible division.
I get it, but they've got five first rounders on the deep. Their defense is ridiculous. Their defensive front is insane. And now they got Ryan Fitzpatrick. So you're looking at a team with a bad record and you're saying, oh, well, there's a win. I don't look at it like that. I look at what they are. And by the way, Detroit, they're going to bite your kneecaps. What are you going to do when all of a sudden you come out in the first quarter and you realize, oh, my kneecap's gone?
Okay, but you understand.
Then what?
But you understand the game you're playing. You're saying you're looking at every opponent as, well, this could happen or that could happen. Okay, then what do you got? 0-17? What, are they not going to win a game?
No.
Because basically what you're saying,
told you,
your argument is like, well, they could lose this game. They could lose. Okay,
right.
Mark, I can play that game.
What I'm, yes.
And
you,
eventually they lose all 17.
You'd have them winning, like, you'd be like James Merrillat. They'd be 13-4. I mean, you're going full Ferguson on me. Here's the deal. I look at who the Broncos are. I look at what they are. Mm-hmm. I look at what they've been. I look at their roster in general. And I look at them and say they're a 7-win team. 8-win team.
7-10, 8-9.
Yeah, that's what they are. Well, I just went Colin Cowherd on you. They're 8-8. No, wait a minute. No, say 8-9.
8-9.
Damn it. Rewind that, Ben. They're 7-10. They're 8-9. They are. They just are.
We're going to have systems. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Oh, you're right. I do hope you get a Philly game.
Oh, gosh.
I want you to get a Philly game. I want you to get a Lions game with Matt Campbell. Now, Matt's a buddy. Matt's a guy that I can text and talk to.
Yeah.
He's a meathead now. I like him.
You like him because he's a meathead?
Oh, okay. Come on. He's Matt Campbell. He's ginormous. Dan Campbell. See, he's about six, like 260, still put together. He'll eat your kneecaps. He's got a little.
He's a meathead.
He's got a little.
He's your favorite meathead.
Right. He's got a little unfrozen caveman lawyer to him.
He's Motown's favorite meathead.
He's got fire hot. Right? Your strange ways frighten and scare me.
Oh my goodness! All right, don't worry, folks. Don't worry. I'm gonna
be back on track.
I'm gonna keep chipping away at you. I'm gonna find ways to get this team above 500 in your mind. Okay? I'm gonna do it.
Ain't gonna happen.
I think I know how to do it, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, let's get some reaction from you guys and gals on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Remember, Ash Brown sent it to the internet, always gets to the top of the line. Stank Evans has been waiting 3 weeks for this moment. Don't squash his dreams now that his moment has arrived.
What moment is that?
Being optimistic about the Broncos schedule.
Oh, I mean, you can be optimistic. That's fine.
You aren't. We've known the teams for 3 months, yet we think that the order of the games changes the results you would have had back then?
No, Mike's optimistic now, Ben, because John Elway isn't in charge anymore.
I hate Elway
with my heart.
Speaking of millennial, Ben, you made the reference to unfrozen...
Caveman lawyer,
and he had no idea what that was.
So I went and educated him. Now, him laughing back there. I feel like I've done a public service for you, Benny, and that you are going to be at home in your apartment with your dogs by yourself all weekend watching Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer episodes.
Seriously,
now.
I was just
your
sitting here.
World frightens and confuses me.
I'm just sitting here and I just hear this. Okay, every like 30 seconds, he just starts cackling.
Yeah.
Laughing.
My primitive mind can't grasp these concepts.
He fell into a crevice. He got frozen for 100 years or whatever.
I think it was more than 100.
Yeah, some scientists found him, thawed him out, and then he went to law school.
100 years? What are you talking about, 100 years?
Well, we're not cavemen 100 years ago. How do you know?
Well, unless they're frozen.
Right, they were frozen.
Evans, what makes the Broncos so good? Did I miss something?
100,000 years ago,
100,000,
a man was out hunting on the frozen wastes.
100,000 seems a little bit long.
Not 100 years.
100,000 seems like a long time ago.
The Earth has been around for millions of years.
Millions and billions.
Billions of years.
Okay. Whatever. I mean, that's fine.
My primitive mind can't grasp these concepts.
And they can't make my primitive mind. That is, I am a frozen gay man.
You are.
My primitive mind can't
grasp. The whole world frightens and confuses.
I think 100,000 years ago, you were probably a kick-ass caveman.
Oh, my. I would have been.
In a past life.
Right, I've been the...
I don't know
about an alpha caveman.
Oh,
though,
I think
because
so. You'd have been leading the hunting party, taking down sloths.
Wearing
a loincloth.
All right. I'd look good in a loincloth.
Those jubilees. Mm-hmm. Or no. Jubilees are down low. What are the ones up top?
No, I go jubilees up top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yarbles down low. Down. That's right.
Yarbles
that's right.
Down
sorry.
Low.
Sorry. Confuse the jubilees and the yarbles.
That's right. Just walking around naked, hunting woolly mammoth with a twitch. Come here, Wooly. Grab him by his woolly mammoth's tusks. Wrestle him down. Oh, choke him out.
You wrestled bears back when you were
right.
Growing up in Alaska, so I'm sure there was a time that it was woolly mammoth. Right, what are we talking about?
We've got systems. When we get off track, this gets us back on track.
It's right. This gets us back into our system.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Yeah.
All right. So the question about why am I, so bullish?
Oh, yeah. Why
first
are you?
First of all, I got them 9-8. Let's not go crazy. Okay. I got them 9-8, but
here's game over 500.
Here's the thing.
Although you can't be 500 this year.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Cause in other cities, they're looking at their schedule and they got the Broncos on the schedule and they're like, that's a win. And the, whatever that city's equivalent of you is saying, well, wait a minute, the Broncos have, so I'll play the game.
Okay.
Okay. The Broncos have Von Miller back. They have what figures to be a healthier Bradley Chubb. They've got a secondary that is certainly improved.
Yeah.
Offensively, they've got all these first and second year players that should continue to improve. And finally, at the quarterback position, we may not be blown away by Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock, but I got to believe that whoever wins the competition between the two will give them a level of quarterback play that I can win with. So there you go. And add it all up, it's still only 9-8, so it's not like I'm getting carried away here.
Yeah, if 9 feels like too many wins for this team. This feels like too many wins.
What feels right? 7?
7 or 8.
If this was a 16-game season, you're right. I'd probably be with you. I'd be like, 7-9, 8-8. But there is that extra game. I think that brings him into 9 territory.
You know that my simple brain can't comprehend the idea of one more game.
Yeah, you are.
My primitive mind can't grasp these concepts.
Yeah, my primitive mind can't grasp these.
Benny is just
17
like, every time
games.
Benny comes across a new sound drop, he's just like so excited. It's like a new toy.
It is a new toy for Benny. It's the difference when there was a 16 game schedule, when all was right in the world and my brain could comprehend that. It was the difference between winning 9 games and 10 games. And people used to get mad. You know, like, you don't understand how big a difference that is. So it's a huge, huge difference.
Correct.
So
winning 10 is hard.
Winning
in a 16 game season.
Right. So winning now, it feels like, maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like winning 9 is the equivalent of winning 10 back in a 16 game schedule.
So is 11 the new 10? Is 11 the new 10? So if you used to say, boy, 8-8, it's easy to go 8-8, 9-7. Going 10-6, winning 10 games in the NFL is tough.
Yeah, winning 11.
Are you now at 11 there?
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm looking at it backwards. I'd look at a lot.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, I do a lot of things. I do a lot. My wife complains about how I say things backwards all the time.
Well, I complain. This is us, and I have a lot in common.
I know, because you both are, they have a lot of womanish things that you eat. You eat very similarly.
Watching me at breakfast later.
Right. Yeah, you're a slow eater. Drives me crazy.
It does.
I think about things like.
You house stuff.
Like. Right. I think about things like in a man way. You think about things like more. You've got a little bit more. I mean, just a little more feminine, touch to you.
Your world frightens and confuses me.
Very pretty in your teal shirt. Girl shirt.
Jeez, what a dick. Okay. All right.
What are we talking
about? No.
Top of the house.
All right,
we got to get focused.
Focus. Don't forget, big game tonight for the Avs as they try to wrap up the division, wrap up the best record in hockey. Why does winning the President's Trophy matter? Well, the last time the Avalanche won the President's Trophy for the best team in the regular season, they won the Stanley Cup in a game 7 at home. So, it matters. Pretty much a lock tonight as the L.A. Kings are rolling out a minor league team right now. So expect the Avs to take care of business and roll into the playoffs as the number one seed. Can't wait. Can't wait. Four Down Territory coming up next.
Be quiet. I'm answering the question.
This is Four Down Territory.
Let's talk football.
Personal foul, 69. Offense. He's giving them the business.
That guy's pretty good. If you like 6'5", 230-pound quarterbacks, laser, rocket arms.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Ready, Fred. First down.
2-1 to me would be what they need to do to keep pace and do what they got to do to give themselves a chance to be successful. Anything less than that, the schedule's only going to get more difficult. Now, could they go on a run? Of course they could. We see it every year. Teams beat teams that they're not supposed to beat, but you're just digging yourself a hole. And what we've seen, the history of the Broncos here over the last 5 years, it's not been good enough.
Brandon Stokely there from Stokely and Zach. By the way, you heard some Peyton Manning during the intro there to Four Down Territory. Highly, 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 highly recommend. Go to DenverBroncos.com. They have about a 3.5-minute video of Peyton Manning helping out this summer as a intern.
Oh, it's funny.
For the Broncos.
Funny. He does such a great job.
Oh, my goodness. It's so, so funny. So check that out if you can. So the schedule is out, and a lot's being made of the start. The relatively soft start, you get teams like the Giants, the Jags, the Jets early on. You have 10 games before your bye week. Your bye week's settled in very nicely. Mark, is there any reason why this team should not be 6-4 at the bye?
Yeah, because they're the Broncos.
Oh, come on now.
What do you mean, come on now?
You got the Giants, you got the Jags, you got the Jets, you got the Raiders, you got the Washington football team at home, you got Philly at home. Even Baltimore you get at home.
So
they're going to be full crowds this year.
You think they're 6-4?
So home field advantages. Yes, I think they are 6-4 at the bye.
So So you offensively, you think they're going to be good enough? Good enough. Good enough. Here's the deal. Maybe they will, Mike. Maybe they'll be 6-4. Right? But I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
You know who else is from Missouri? Drew Locke.
I don't know that. Yeah, you, I don't know how that Drew Locke needs to show me, too.
Yeah, there you go. Next in four down territory.
Second down.
As an organization, there's things that, you know, you can do better as well. But I'll just say this for Joe Brady's growth. Like, one of the things we didn't do much of when I was there, we didn't practice 2-minute, really. We didn't practice red zone. You didn't practice on Fridays there, but you walk through the red zone stuff, and then Saturday you come out and practice red zone, but you only get like 15 live reps.
Isn't it amazing how when guys move on, the truth comes out? After towing the company line and spewing cliches, the truth comes out after they leave, and Teddy Bridgewater kind of throwing offensive coordinator Joe Brady and the rest of the coaching, the offensive coaching staff,
right,
under the bus.
Well,
on the way out of town, way out of Carolina. Is that a bad look?
No, it's not a bad look.
It's not real leadership, is it?
Well, it's the truth. And listen, these are part of the organization things, the organizational things and issues that you go through, especially with young coaching staffs and college coaching staffs. Man, you got to learn how to play the game.
Well, how is Bridgewater going to feel going from a place where they didn't practice enough to a place where they used no practice as an excuse for everything that went wrong?
I don't know.
Did I flummox you on that one?
Yeah, I guess I didn't understand the question.
Well, you're going from a place where you were complaining that you didn't practice enough to a place where they used no practice as an excuse for their issues.
Yeah, but yet you got them winning 11 games. I don't know.
My primitive mind can't grasp these concepts.
I don't have them winning 11 games. Look, you hot snot, you. Look at you. You're trying to get me to go all full Ferguson. Yeah. This is how I got Ferguson to go 12-4.
This is how you got to say Trevor Siemian was going to be the
right.
You flustered me.
Yeah, you're not going to fluster me.
You badgered me.
You're not going to fluster. You're not going to badger me. No, they're still 9-8.
I've learned.
9-8. 9-8.
11 wins, huh?
Next in four down territory.
Third down. I would say this does open up a little competition then at right tackle. I mean, obviously, Calvin Anderson and Bobby Massey. I'd say Calvin Anderson's, you know, if he can be better, there's just not that much invested in Bobby Massey at all.
Well, that's fair.
Obviously, he'll be the first one out there. But if I'm Calvin Anderson, I'm kind of pumped up. I have a shot.
So the Broncos, in the wake of a Juwan James injury, have signed Bobby Massey to play right tackle. What do you know about Bobby Massey?
I mean, he's been starting. He got drafted, I think, like fourth round draft pick out of Arizona. Started there for like 4 years.
For the Cardinals, out of Ole Miss. Yeah,
yeah. For the, what did I say?
Out of Arizona.
He in Arizona, and then he played, you know, for Chicago. This Bobby Massey. Bobby Massey is, I think he's a good athlete. I think he's a good player. I think he's been in two organizations that don't do a great job in supporting their offensive linemen. So I think he's been in two organizations that don't do a great job of mitigating some of the issues. And so I don't care who you are. You play offensive line. If your coaching staff isn't good, isn't solid, doesn't mitigate some of your issues, you're going to get exposed. And I think that's what he's been in for the last 8 years, but he's been an 8-year starter. He's played a lot. I think last year he missed about 8 games, but he's been relatively healthy. I think it's a really good signing.
Yeah, I think it, and what adds to it too is he comes from Chicago, spent the last 5 years with the Bears. Fangio knows him. Spent the last 5 years in the NFC North. Peyton's familiar with him. So that's a pretty good endorsement there.
Yeah,
you know,
like
that
I said,
they felt that this was the guy to turn to.
He's not a superstar, but he's a good, solid player.
Next in four down territory.
Fourth down.
Bortles to throw to the goal line. And straight ahead, he's got JoJo Natsu. 1 yard deep. And the first touchdown of the preseason for L.A.
I'm telling you, I'm even more bullish on the idea now of the Broncos getting Aaron Rodgers. You can just kind of see. It's like we're purging our, like, bad spirits, our bad juju. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
we're purging,
uh-huh.
Okay? And we're giving Chad Kelly is going to the Packers. Now Blake Bortles is going to the Packers. We are purging ourselves of what has plagued us the last 5 years, opening ourselves up for Aaron Rodgers. It's just, you can just see the symmetry, can't you?
Who else can
our
we say?
Trash is going to Green Bay to cover up the fact that they're blowing it with Aaron Rodgers. So it just makes sense that Rodgers comes back here. Circle of life, baby.
Well, who else can we say? What's Simeon doing?
What's Simeon doing?
Flacco signed somewhere. Where did Flacco sign?
Eagles. Where he's not going to be a mentor to Jalen.
Flacco is tall.
Not his job.
Let me just tell you. But talk about stupid signings. So you've got one guy who's straight drop back that can't get out of his own way. And Jalen Hurts, who's RPO, you know, like, let's run the RPO game. Like, how do you lend anything if you're Joe Flacco to Jalen Hurts?
Maybe it's part of their system.
Hey, what I would do, you've got two different systems.
I don't know.
Here's our backup quarterback
system. Sirianni. Well, he said we have systems.
They do have, that's right.
Systems.
Who wins in a game of rock,
we're gonna
scissors?
We're going to have systems, paper. You know. So that's how you make room. That's how you make room.
Between Flacco and Hurts.
That's how you make
rock, room. Paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
You.
Right?
Your world frightens and confuses.
This is how you make it work.
Let's see who's competitive.
That's how you make it work with Hurts and
boy, that guy,
Flacco.
That again.
Multiple
he got a little bozo to him, doesn't he?
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Crusty. All right. Gosh.
Oh,
this is why I get myself in trouble.
You are in rare form today. Okay.
We're going to have systems.
So's Benny. That'll do it for Four Down Territory. Our tour on the NFL. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. We got the fan film room coming up at 8. John Clayton will join us at 8:30. Get to some of your tech. Come on. Where is the optimism? Everywhere I look, everyone's down. Come on. You guys don't see the potential for the Broncos to turn things around with this schedule? That's next. Question mark. Coming up at 8 o'clock. Then we'll get into the fan film room. This week, common games. Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Lock with the Chiefs. So we'll get to that. On the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. Please don't say the Broncos are going to win 10 games. I had to turn DMAC off yesterday because of it.
Of course they're not built. Unless Aaron Rodgers becomes a reality, they're not winning. They're not winning 10 games.
No. Now, I got them at 9, but no way I can go to 10. No way. 9 is the absolute limit. Another one, Stink. Don't you think the Giants should show you? The Jets should show you? Should not the Jags show you? Come on. You make it sound like there are a lot of good teams in the NFL. There isn't. Broncos are going to be way better than you think, and you act like you know football. Skim, buddy. Very skim.
You're the same guy that had them going to the playoffs last year because they got wide receivers. And I told you, what did I say? They'd win 4 games. Oh, I was way off. They won 5. And you're accusing me of not knowing. You're just a homer, man. And I get it. That's fine. You can be a homer. And let me just tell you this. And you can be mad at me for this. I hold the Broncos to a higher standard than I hold the Jets to. You know why? Because they're the freaking Jets. I hold the Broncos to a higher standard than I hold the Jacksonville Jaguars to. You know why? Because they're Jacksonville. I hold them to a higher standard than I hold the Bengals to. You know why? Because they're the freaking Bengals. And you know what? We have become Jacksonville. We have become the Jets. We have become the Bengals because we have sucked for the last 5 years. And I'm that bothers me, but I'm going to hold the Broncos to a higher standard. There's a reason. Listen, we're not victims here. This is not, we didn't get unlucky. This is not a victimization of the Broncos. This is not, wow, the commissioner really came down on the Broncos because they don't have their ownership scheduled right. This is the fact that the Broncos have not been able to draw a rating in the last four seasons. This is what you get when you become irrelevant. And that is unacceptable. Unacceptable. That's all I'm saying. So will I hold them to a higher standard than the Jets? You're damn right I will. I would hope that you, Texter, Skimmy, would also hold them to a higher standard. You're sitting there eviscerating me and the way I analyze football, right? You're sitting there being critical of me, and you're comparing us favorably to the Jets, to the Bengals, and to Jacksonville. Shame on you. That's where you've gotten. You've gotten to the point where that's okay. You're fine with being the next Cleveland Browns. I hope you're an outlier. I hope the rest of Broncos country doesn't feel the way you feel.
From Wade, the Broncos are a bad team, just like the teams you think they should beat. You're in denial about where the Broncos are. Five losing seasons in a row. Wake up. I'm unlike Mark. I don't think this roster is horrible. I don't think it's I don't think it's the fifth, sixth best roster in football, but I think it's middle of the pack. Look, Von Miller's coming back. Bradley Chubb should be a year healthier. Their secondary is going to be much better than we looked at a year ago. Offensively, we could all argue to the end of the day about whether or not the Broncos should have taken receivers in the first and second round. Fact remains is that where the Broncos took all these guys, they would have got drafted by somebody else. I even got you to admit that yesterday, that all these guys that went in the first and second round would have been taken in the first and second round by somebody else. They all happen to be here now. So there's a reason they went as high as they did. There is talent on the the offensive side of the ball. I think the O-line, even you'd have to admit the O-line.
Whoa.
Let me finish the question.
All right. Boy, it was a statement. All
I have to do is say O-line, and you immediately get your hackles up.
No.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Boy.
Yeah.
All I was going to say was the offensive line is better now than it was 2-3 years ago. Even you would have to admit that.
Wrong. Just about everything you see in here is a potential hazard.
Uh-oh. Fire Marshal Bill. All right. I'll let Mark go down the rabbit hole a little bit here.
Play that again?
Uh-oh.
No.
Wrong. Just about everything you see in here is a potential hazard.
About everything you see in here is a potential hazard.
All right, Fire Marshal Bill, you don't.
Why is Fire Marshal Bill trending in our studio this morning? Go ahead.
Well, as you guys all know, my former coach, who I love dearly and has been a great mentor to me, Mike Shanahan, who, when I played, was incredibly, we were all scared of Mike. We secretly referred to him as Fire Marshal Bill because he is always so damn. He was so tired. And remember, Fire Marshal Bill had all the, he was just stretched. All the third-degree burns. Right? We would be like, what's the Fire Marshal? Where is he? Where's the Fire Marshal?
Not when you're with Fire Marshal Bill, you don't.
You called Mike Shanahan.
Not to his face.
Behind his back, yeah. Fire Marshal Bill?
Yeah, that's what we called him. We called him the Fire Marshal.
Okay. Who came?
Wrong. Just about everything you see in here is a potential hazard.
Let's say I fill up this fish tank with gasoline.
All right, now you're Doctor. Now you're Professor Zeus.
No,
Professor
Zeus. No, there's a lot of similarities.
I don't know. All I hear right there is Professor Zeus.
No,
I don't hear Fire Marshal Bill.
No, what are you talking about? That was a perfect Fire Marshal Bill.
No, all I hear is Professor Zeus.
Then play Fire Marshal Bill.
All right, let me
hear. Wrong. Just about everything you see in here is a potential hazard.
Wrong. Just about everything you see in here is a potential hazard.
I still hear Zeus.
Well, there's some Zeus in there. There's an overlay of Zeus and Fire Marshal Bill. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows it. I don't know who came up with
it. Come on. That sounds like something you'd come up with.
I don't recall. I don't know that it was me. I don't think it was me. I don't. I really don't. I just might have been Burnsy.
He sounds
like a Burnsy.
That's
thing.
A Keith Burns type.
I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know who came up with it, but we all. I mean, instantly.
Like, you know, when you hit a nickname that you know is just going to stick, like wrinkles.
Right.
As soon as wrinkles happen, it's just wrinkles.
Yeah.
It's odd. It's like there's no other, you don't hash it out. You don't try like, well, that's pretty good. But when you hit one, it just is, it is what it is. It just is like, boom, winner, winner. Right?
Was he ever?
Here's another all too common danger in the classroom.
Danger in the classroom.
He was never aware that you called a fire marshal, Bill.
Not that I know of. You have a good enough relationship. Do you have a good enough relationship with Mike now that you could, while you're going over hours of film, and could you let that drop in and say, hey, Mike, just wanna. Did you ever know that back in the day we,
Mike, you ever fill up a fish tank with gasoline?
No.
Okay, wait, where were we?
What are we talking about?
I love coming in here every day.
It was so, just,
hey, you weren't the only one that was amazed by it. You guys would it'd be the middle of November at Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm. And he had a golden tan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was glorious.
There were times where it was like early in the season and, you know, it'd be like September in Miami or something, just blazing hot. And I'd be looking at Mike like, oh, boy, come on, Mike, you're scaring me. That face is red.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of that was tan and some of that was just pure anger.
Pure anger.
I mean, I'm assuming if it's a gold bond game for players, it's got to be a gold bond game for coaches too. You know, hot and sticky.
Mike, I challenge you to get Mark to say one negative thing about Teddy Two Gloves today. Wedge drive it. Chris and Littleton.
What do you want me to say about Teddy that's negative? He doesn't have big time requisite arm strength. He doesn't push the ball down the field. I mean, what are the negatives you'd like me to talk about? I can talk about the negatives. Does he give you a better chance right now as this team is currently constructed based upon the resumes of the last two seasons than does Drew Locke? Yes, absolutely. But does he have limitations? Sure, he has limitations.
One more text. The Broncos have the Thursday Night Football participation in the NFL game as their only primetime game because we have the very definition of insanity in our administration. Had we drafted Justin Fields, we would have at least a Monday Night Football game and some general national excitement. The Bears are on national television four times.
Yeah, because they're the Bears.
Well, wait a minute. I get it. The Bears, Chicago, big market, all that. But Denver and the Broncos have been a ratings winner for the NFL for decades. Not anymore, but they have been.
And the Bears have rated during that time. The Bears have rated for more than decades. And the Bears are one of the oldest franchises in the National Football League.
Sure. But it's not like.
It is like.
No, if over the years, if you've put the Broncos on TV, you've been pretty confident you're going to get a really good number.
So let me just tell you how, first off, this schedule was done before the draft. So the Bears had four primetime games before the draft. They didn't all of a sudden change it because they drafted Justin Fields. This was done.
I do disagree with, you can't have the record the Broncos have had for the last 5 years and draft Justin Fields and think that's enough to get you on Monday Night Football. It wouldn't have been.
Well, what I'm telling you is
even if the schedule was flexible enough.
Okay, but I'm just telling you the schedule was done before the draft happened. It was set.
So, I mean, I talked to the people. So that was already done. The Bears, and part of it, Mike, is because of who the Bears play. Like, the Bears are a draw, so week one they'll get a national game because they're going to play against the Rams, right? Is it the Rams or the Chargers who they play week one? But they're going to go out and, man, I tell you what, part of it is the NFL wants
Rams.
It's the Rams. So it's the Rams, it's Stafford, it's the former NFC or NFC Central or NFC, excuse me, North matchup between the Bears and the quarterback who used to be the Detroit Lions. And by the way, they have such a desire, Mike, to showcase that Rams stadium and to make the Rams, you know, make LA a national big market piece. So that game was going to happen regardless if it was Andy Dalton or Justin Fields. And it still may be Andy Dalton early. And then there's always going to be a Green Bay Packer Bears matchup because it's the oldest matchup in the National Football League. So there will always be one of those. And then they'll find a matchup for the Bears because they have such a huge audience to either the Giants or the Cowboys or whoever it is. I mean, they're going to get, even when they're not good, they're going to get some national media attention, and they have an outstanding defense.
This is KKFN and KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.